Awesome. For the past few days, our Year in Review series has looked back at some of the stories that made headlines since January. Teachers, you can find all of our shows in the archive section of CNNStudentNews.com. After discussing U.S. news, politics, and weather, we're turning our attention to international headlines today. And we have an update on last month's terrorist attacks in Paris, France. Investigators are saying for the first time, they believe the attackers used encrypted applications to plan the assaults and to keep their messages secret. Cell phones recovered from the crime scenes had encrypted apps on them. They aim to protect the privacy of text messages, and they're hard for law enforcement to decrypt. So that's brought up a debate about whether the application's developers should create a way for investigators to see certain messages. Andrew Spencer now brings you a broad view of this and some other major topics of the year.
An earthquake hit Nepal in April. With a magnitude of 7.8, it devastated areas in and around Kathmandu, killing more than 8,000 people. Terror attacks rocked Paris and the world on Friday, November 13th. Three groups of attackers armed with guns and suicide vests hit six spots in and around Paris, including a concert venue and a soccer stadium. The attackers killed 130 people and injured hundreds of others. The November attacks were also a grim reminder of what had happened in January, when two gunmen forced their way into the offices of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, a publication which had often lampooned the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Images of a young boy whose body washed ashore in Turkey drew more eyes to the flood of refugees trying to enter Europe through whatever means they could find, many of them among the 4 million Syrians fleeing the war in their country and the violence at the hands of ISIS. Russia began conducting airstrikes in Syria in September, as the U.S.-led coalition had done, but tensions grew quickly as the White House accused Russia of launching strikes at non-ISIS targets, including U.S.-backed rebels. In November, Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet the Turkish government says violated its airspace. Russia denied that claim. A German-winged jetliner crashed into the French Alps in March, killing all 150 people on board. Investigators believe when the captain stepped out of the cockpit, the co-pilot intentionally crashed the plane. FIFA's governing body faced an international investigation. The FBI charged multiple officials with racketeering and wire fraud. A Swiss probe also looked into potential corruption into the bidding process for future World Cups to be hosted in Russia and Qatar. The White House celebrated what it saw as two huge diplomatic successes in 2015. The first, normalizing relations with Cuba and reopening the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in 54 years. The second, helping negotiate an historic deal with Iran to start lifting sanctions and to curb the nation's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Great Britain celebrated the birth of another heir to the throne as the Duchess of Cambridge gave birth to her second child, Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. I'm Andrew Spencer, reporting.